Imagine a dog continuing to jump over an invisible fence long after it's been removed. We humans do the same thing with our mental boxes, the frameworks we use to understand our complex world. These mental models help us make sense of reality, but they can also blind us to new possibilities when circumstances change. In today's accelerating world, the ability to think in new boxes has become the crucial differentiator between those who thrive and those who merely survive. Unlike the flawed advice to think outside the box, this approach recognizes we can't think without boxes at all. We need mental models. The key is developing the skill to create fresh ones when needed. This revolutionary framework offers a systematic approach to achieving productive creativity that transforms how we interpret challenges and solve problems. It's not about abandoning structure, it's about consciously creating better structures when our existing ones no longer serve us. Our minds constantly build simplifications to manage infinite complexity. Consider how we teach children that rainbows have 7 distinct colors, despite being continuous spectrums. These boxes range from small categorizations, tech companies, to paradigms so large we forget their constructs, democracy. The problem isn't that we use these models, we must use them to think at all. The danger comes when we forget they're merely simplified representations of reality. When circumstances change, our existing boxes become limitations rather than assets. This explains why thinking outside the box is inadequate advice. It's nearly impossible to escape existing mental models completely. Challenging to determine which specific box needs escaping, and even if you succeed, you still need a new box to replace it. True creativity requires understanding your existing boxes, developing a range of new ones, and choosing which to use. This approach powered BIC's evolution from pen manufacturer to maker of disposable plastic items, enabling successful expansions into lighters and shavers, and Apple's transformation of the mobile phone industry. Our minds employ two essential thinking modes: deduction, applying existing boxes to find correct solutions, and induction, making new associations and imagining possibilities. Both are essential for practical creativity, though they serve different purposes in the innovation process. The journey to new mental models follows 5 critical steps. First, doubt everything. Challenge your existing knowledge and mental boxes, recognizing they're merely hypotheses. Question how you define problems and frame issues in new ways. Steve Jobs noted, "Creativity is largely about connecting experiences and synthesizing new things, requiring humility about one's own thinking patterns." Second, probe the possible. Examine your world with fresh awareness, identifying essential changes likely to shape your field. Focus on asking the right questions rather than seeking right answers. True innovation requires thorough research and preparation. Even apparent eureka moments occur only after deep immersion in existing knowledge. Third, diverge. Generate numerous ideas and hypotheses without immediate judgment. The greatest impediment to creativity is the "yes, but" attitude that shuts down new thinking. Instead, embrace "yes, and," which builds upon ideas rather than dismissing them. Fourth, converge. Switch from open-minded ideation to analytical testing, transforming your long list into select implementable ideas with breakthrough potential. Evaluate and prioritize to determine which have the best chance to succeed. Finally, reevaluate relentlessly. Recognize that no idea remains good forever in our changing world. Monitor weak signals indicating when current thinking approaches obsolescence, and maintain agility to take thoughtful risks and learn from failure. The Fosbury Flop revolutionized high jumping and perfectly illustrates our resistance to new mental models. Unable to win using conventional methods, Dick Fosbury experimented with a back-first technique that initially looked ridiculous. Despite being mocked as a guy being pushed out of a 30-story window, Fosbury won Olympic gold by clearing 7 foot 4 and a quarter. Today, virtually all Olympic high jumpers use his technique. Yet initially, people's unspoken affection for familiar boxes created fierce resistance. Our brains, while marvelous, are also lazy, defaulting to automatic, simplified processing. Optical illusions reveal how our minds can deceive us. This tendency toward simplification serves us well in many contexts, but can limit creative thinking. When investigating reality with heightened focus, consider three critical areas: deep consumer insight, competitive intelligence, and megatrends. Philips exemplifies leveraging these insights to create meaningful innovation. Their air floss product emerged from recognizing that while people know they should floss, many find it too difficult. Rather than focusing on effectiveness, Philips deliberately framed the challenge around ease. How can we clean between teeth in an easy way? This reframing led to breakthrough success. Could heart surgery ever be low cost? Dr. Davy Shetty proved it could by creating a revolutionary hospital model in Bangalore. Inspired by Mother Teresa and troubled by patients turning away from healthcare they couldn't afford, Dr. Shetty applied economies of scale to cardiac care. His 1,000-bed hospital uses inexpensive supplies where possible while maintaining top-quality diagnostic equipment. Surgeons perform 2 to 3 procedures daily, 6 days weekly, becoming exceptional specialists through volume. The result? Heart surgeries costing $2,000 versus $20,000 to $100,000 in America. When Chicago public schools faced horrifying gun violence, 290 students shot, 32 fatally in a single academic year, school leaders needed a radical perceptual shift. Working with consultants, they moved from a surveillance paradigm to a prevention model by analyzing data from over 500 shooting incidents. This allowed them to assign specific risk probabilities to each student and implement targeted interventions. The result? A 16% drop in shootings the following year. No idea is good forever. Reuters exemplifies brilliant box evolution since its 1850 founding. While maintaining its overarching box of message and news delivery, the company continuously implemented new technologies, starting with homing pigeons to bridge telegraph gaps, then embracing the telegraph, telex, radio transmissions, satellites, and internet applications as each emerged. Scenarios are powerful applications of thinking in new boxes, creating alternate, possible, but unlikely futures to prepare organizations for unpredictable conditions. They help improve strategic thinking by expanding what we consider possible. Consider an AMC Theaters workshop developing scenarios for moviegoing in 2025. One scenario, Fit Family World, reimagined theaters offering fitness benefits instead of sedentary experiences. Another envisioned personalized multi-sensory experiences using virtual reality technology. While you can apply these creative techniques alone, you'll generate better solutions by involving diverse others in the process. Even small groups of 3 to 4 people with different backgrounds and perspectives can produce amazing results. Set a tone that allows everyone to speak up regardless of status, and consider breaking down hierarchies through warm-up exercises. Your challenge now is to embrace the unexpected, take creative risks, and free yourself from existing mental constraints. Whether addressing climate change, personal relationships, or business goals, it's your mind and your boxes that will take you there. The future belongs to those who can see beyond current limitations and create new frameworks for understanding our ever-changing world. Don't just think outside your boxes, create better ones.